I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Amen. Now, if we go back and catch verse 9, he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. So here we see Jesus saying he's the door and he's the good shepherd, but he's also the one that came to give us life, and that more abundantly. Everybody say more.
More.
You see, more never means less. Amen. So the longer you live with the Lord in relationship with him, the more life you should be experiencing. Amen. More is available. Not just life, but life, and that more abundantly. More abundant life.
Amen.
Well, I learned a long time ago that this scripture here is the dividing line between the will of God and being able to discern the will of the devil, of the world, of the flesh. The thief comes to do what?
To steal, kill,
and to what? All right, that's the devil. That's the dividing line right there. When Jesus talked about the thief, he's referring to Satan, because that's what his purpose is, to steal, kill, and to destroy. So anything in your life that's stealing from you, killing something, or destroying something in your life, you know that's not the work of God. You have to let this be the dividing line in your life. Now, if it's producing life and health and strength, then you know that that's the work of God.
Yes. Amen.
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 So I want you to understand that real quick, because we're going to talk about a method that Satan has to try to bring stealing and killing and destroying in our life. We have a covenant of life, and the devil wants to bring death. Now, turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Look at verse 7. This is another powerful scripture here. It says, for God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Now, this scripture here talks about what God hasn't given to us, but it also makes reference to what he has given. Amen. I can see here that God is not giving some things, and then there are some things that he is giving. Now, notice here this scripture says, for God have not given us the spirit of fear. If you have a spirit of fear upon you, it didn't come from God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is not the author of fear. Not that kind of fear. So we can see and we can know some things about God, that God wants you to win in life. God has a plan for your success. He has a plan for your prosperity. He has a plan to bless you. God is not in the business of trying to bring curses on people.
Amen.
Jesus came to redeem us from the curse of the law.
Amen.
He came to redeem us from all that's wrong and bad in life. He has a plan for our victory no matter what we're facing. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. All we have to do is learn how to lean on him and how to trust him in good times and in bad. Mom and Dad talked today about learning how to trust God when things was bad. And learning how to trust God when things are good, because some people don't know how to trust when things are going good. Some people forget God when things are good. They forget about trusting until trouble comes. And if you hadn't been spending time with God when trouble comes, all you know how to pray is, Lord, have mercy. But God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. God is full of goodness. The devil is full of evil. There's no darkness in God, and there's no light in the devil. So if you're partnering with the devil, then I'm going to tell you, he's going to fill your life with darkness, and it won't be long until he has enslaved your mind. The devil wants you to fail in life. That's his plan, is to damn your soul so that when you pass this life, that you go off into a godless eternity. People don't like to talk about hell, but hell's a real place just like heaven is. The bad thing about hell, there ain't no exits. Once you land there, that's it. So what we do in this life is extremely important. The decisions that we make in this life will have eternal consequences. So we have to make sure that we're choosing right. So he comes with a mission, the devil does, to steal, kill, and destroy. Whatever God is doing in your life, the devil wants to bring an end to it. He either wants to take from you, he wants to kill your dream, he wants to destroy your hope. You know, he wants you just to be lost and to be godless. And that's how he tried to destroy your life. He wants to destroy you, but he can't do it without your cooperation. He has to have your cooperation to work his plan, just like God has to have your cooperation to work his plan in your life. The devil just can't roughshod over people because you're a free moral agent. You have a will that God gave you, and you have the ability to say yes and no. So the devil has to have your cooperation. You have to give him a place in your life for him to be successful. And the Bible tells us that he forms weapons against us that are designed to stop and hinder God's plan. So are there weapons formed against you today? Absolutely. You got any hard spots in your life? Well, yeah, you know, hard times come to everybody. Jesus said in the world you're going to have tribulation. But he said what? So we forget about that part. We always talk about the tribulation. Oh, child, I'm going up the rough side. Get off the rough side. Ain't no way in the Bible tell you to climb up the rough side. Jesus said, speak to the mountain. He didn't say go up the rough side. We brag on going up the rough side. Oh, child, you know that devil after me. I'm going up the rough side of the mountain. Well, get off the rough side. God wants you to be blessed. Just because he formed a weapon don't mean that it's going to prosper. I say go ahead and make them big. Go ahead and form the weapon. No matter how big he make the weapon, it's not going to prosper if you learn how to trust God. The size of the weapon is immaterial. Because he can't make a weapon to beat God. The devil have never outsmarted God on anything. God wants you to have an overwhelming victory. Everybody say overwhelming. Overwhelming. You know what overwhelming victory is? Overwhelming victory is when you win and there's no doubt who the best one was. There ain't no doubt left. If you had to go triple overtime to beat somebody, you can't call that overwhelming. Because in a game that close, it could have went either way. One or two plays might have decided the whole thing. How many of y'all haven't heard the illustration about Gabe and overwhelming? Okay, all I need is one to tell it. That's all. All I need is one. I don't need but one to tell it. That's all. Just thank you, Till. Gabriel was playing his PlayStation game. I went to check on him. He's mighty quiet back there. I said, let me go see what he's doing. Well, he's playing his PlayStation game. I said, well, Gabe, what's the score? 300 and some number he called. 300 and something to nothing. I say, what? 300 and something to nothing? He said, yeah. I said, Gabe, I say, why you want to play a game like that? I say, wouldn't you want the game to be kind of back and forth, where it kind of close, where, you know, to kind of keep you going, you know, to keep you interested in the game? He said, no, Dad. He said, the whole object is to keep the opponent at zero. He didn't care how many points he had. His whole thing was to keep him from scoring. This is what I told Gabe. I said, Gabe, well, it sure ain't no doubt about who is the victor in this game. When you done beat somebody 300 and something to nothing, it ain't no doubt about who the best team is. I said, oh. And I thought about that, and the Lord said, that's it. He said, that's just what I want my children to have. He said, that's the kind of victory I want all my children to have. Overwhelming. I'm going to tell you what Jesus, let me tell you, it wasn't even close. When Jesus got raised from the dead, that it wasn't nip and tuck about like who going to win is in the balance. Let me tell you, Jesus had an overwhelming victory on the cross. He purchased an overwhelming victory. There ain't no doubt about who is Lord. He left no doubt. Y'all remember that movie, The Titans? Remember The Titans? Y'all remember when that team was, they had them referees was cheating? Then one of the coaches, you know, went out there and told the umpire, he said, I know what you're doing. He said, well, you dig your own grave if you want to. And then the coach went back and he told the other coach, the head coach, he told Denzel Washington, he said, Herman, run it up. Lee, no doubt. I can hear the Holy Ghost say, church, run it up. Run it up. Don't have no mercy on the devil. Don't even feel sorry for him that he's a loser. I'm going to tell you, leave no doubt in your life about who is the Lord of lords and the King of kings in your life. I'm going to tell you, leave no doubt. Too many people got too much doubt because the devil is right there, nip and tuck with God. Sometimes you look at them and they say, well, I thought they were saved. Don't look like they're saved. Then next time, oh, yeah, they're saved. They're on fire now. Week later, wait, what? They don't, what? That's the person I saw last week that the devil went. They like this here, back and forth, back and forth. I'm going to tell you today, make up your mind to leave no doubt. Leave no doubt about who you serve. Hallelujah. Erase the doubt. Leave no doubt. Run it up. Keep the devil at zero. Don't let him have one single solitary victory in your life. Keep him at zero. Don't let him score on you. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, don't let the devil score. I mean, he ain't got enough offense to come against what God got. You understand? He don't have a defense to stop us. He ain't got an offense to score on us. Because God is good. I mean, we have an overwhelming victory through the cross. In fact, God guarantees our victory if we just trust him. The Bible says that he always, everybody say always,
always
causes us to what?
Triumph.
To triumph in Christ Jesus. Amen. Then the Bible says that he always gives us what? The victory through our Lord and Jesus Christ. What do always mean? Always mean you ain't never supposed to lose.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the highest.
Glory to God.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Majestic and so marvelous, highly exalted, highly exalted, we declare you wonderful.
On a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Cherish the old.